You're tuned into Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Without further delay, let's get right to it.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal, and this is your host, Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson. I bid you greetings on this fantastic, savory, sanctifying, satisfying, super casualistic, I don't even know how the thing goes, but y'all got the idea, right? Saturday. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we have chosen, and we choose, and we will continue to choose to rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? Because he didn't allow us to see today. Why? Because we have the portion of our life, health, and strength. Why? Because although life may not be doing everything we wanted to do and how we wanted to do it, we can look back over our life and say, Lord, we thank you. Even those that don't even have a relationship with Jesus, not in a relationship with Jesus, don't even believe in Jesus, periodically say, Lord, thank you. And then after they said, they're like, why did I say that? Where did that come from? Why? Because your spirit man has to give place to Holy Spirit. Your spirit man has to give place to the one that created you. That's why. So it brings me to what we are getting together with a group of women and getting together with a mixed group of men and women, getting together with some teenagers. And we're going to talk about, have you ever had a reflection moment? Reflecting on some of the stuff that you've done, some of the people you've done it with, the places you have gone, and you say, what in the ham fat was I thinking? How did I end up with that joke? Was I getting high back then? Why is it that I didn't think that I meant more than that? How is it that I thought that I was in love with him? How is it that I think she was in love with me? How? And you look back and you're like, oh my goodness. But instead of you looking at it and saying, oh my goodness, Lord, I thank you. A lot of people look back and say, oh my goodness, and then find themselves slipping back into it, or slipping into a state of depression or embarrassment, or low self-esteem just starts escalating. The volume begins to get turned up higher and higher and higher because your mind begins to play mind games on you. When in reality, what's really happening is the fact that you can reflect back on that and you see where you are now. Now, put a pin. If you are still in the state of mind that you were in then, that's a warning to you. That's a warning saying, how old are you? How old were you then? How old are you now? Really? That's what we're going to keep doing. No, you need to get your behind up, get yourself together, and let's correct some stuff. Now, on the flip side of that, if you're sitting there reflecting and you find yourself going into a dark place because you start remembering some things and looking at, you know, this, that, and the third, but you forget to look at where you are now, you're so far out than where you were. You're doing so much better than what you've ever thought. You're living larger than you ever thought you would. You have more than what you ever thought. And not just monetarily, not just tangible items, but your peace of mind, your joy, you're happy, you're healthy, you're whole. Why do we not want to look back over our life? How can you gauge where you are, where you've come from, if you never run through things of old? Run through it, not get into it and stay there, but run through it to see what do I need to do better. Even if life is good, to look through it and see what is it that I need to do better. What is it that I need to improve within myself? Not so much looking at everybody else. What is it that I need to improve within myself? God, am I serving you the way I should? For those of you that have a relationship with God, relationship with Jesus, have allowed Holy Spirit to come into your life. That this part would pertain to you. Am I fasting like I should? Am I praying like I should? Am I studying your word like I should? Am I loving like I should? Am I forgiving like I should? Am I treating my brother and my sister the way that I want to be treated? Am I giving turning another cheek when somebody wants to dog me out? Or am I retaliating? Am I swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath? Am I shunning the very appearance of evil and not allowing my good to be evil spoken of? Am I my real, for real brother and sister keeper? Am I one that will take the chance of somebody getting ticked off with me today in order for me to warn you, send you a warning in love, not in chastisement, even though it may come across that way? But when it all boils down, you may have been being chastised. I may have been being chastised, but I know the spirit and the heart of the one that's bringing the chastisement, so I don't take it personal. I don't get into my feelings. I don't pull the age card. I don't pull the authority card. I don't put, no, I accept it for what it is and I move on. Accept it for what it is and say, okay, what is it that Nathalie has to do? So I pose that question to you. What is it that you need to do? What is it that you need to do so that your tomorrows would be better? What is it that you need to do when you look at and you reflect that have you ever, some of your have you ever moments? Do you just dismiss them? Or do you take the time to say, why is that coming back to me now? Because a lot of those have you ever moments come back to your remembrance because you're getting ready to go down the same road and you don't even see it. Are you getting ready to get into the same type of relationship, which is really not a relationship, but it's a shell of one, and you don't even see it? Or you're getting ready to embark on a business venture that's going to ultimately bankrupt you, as it has in times past, but you don't see it because the image or the vessel that's being used to bring it back into your life to play mash repeat doesn't look like something or someone that would cause that type of effect. But if you really look at the situation, circumstances, or that person, they do look the same. Everything about it looks the same. The difference is now your eyes are open, whereas before your eyes were wide open shut. Some of us were so in love. Oh my God. We were so in love. Oh my God. We were so in love. We were so in love. But guess what? We were the one that was in love. The person that we were with, they weren't trying to love us. But because of the little, they knew how to do just enough to get your brain thinking, oh, he loves me. Oh, she loves me. Oh, I know she loves me. And sometimes they kicking it with the very one that's standing up there with y'all. That's they kicking it with the very one that's standing up there with you. But you can't see it because your nose is so wide open because he might have laid you real good, or she might have laid you. I mean, she would have you calling her name, you know, so you couldn't see that they were literally sucking the life out of you. You couldn't see that they were setting you up, just fattening you up, just to come by and slaughter you. You couldn't see that on the flip side of that, they were the nicest person. They gave you the most respect that you've ever gotten from any man or any woman, based upon who, you know, if for me it would be a man, for somebody else, you know, another guy to be a young lady. But you couldn't see that they were genuinely in love with you because they were too nice. They wanted to make sure that you were happy all the time. They wanted to make sure that life was just good for you, that life was easy for you to the best of their ability all the time. And since you were so busy and so accustomed to getting knocked over your head, or you were so accustomed to this chick stepping out on you, when genuine came up, you dogged it out. When authentic came up, you couldn't appreciate it. So now you're looking at what you're with or who you're with and where you are, and you said, how in the world? That was one of your serious have you ever moments. And then you begin to pray, God, if you get me out of this, Lord, if I can just get through this, man, if I can just get through the rest of this, I will be okay. Will you? Or will you find yourself right back on that merry-go-round all over again? Have you ever stopped to say, I'm the common denominator in this scenario? Have you ever stopped and said, a lot of this stuff happened to me because I was hanging with people that I thought were really for me. And now when you look back, they just wanted what I had. They just wanted what you had. They just want where you can take them. They just wanted your connections. Have you ever? But let's look for these last few minutes and reflect on have you ever from another perspective? Have you ever, with regards to has he ever left you? Has he ever failed you or forsaken you? Has he ever left you out there in the cold? Has he ever? Has he ever left you high and dry? Has he ever? Or has he always protected you, shielded you, even when you didn't know you were being protected, even when you didn't know you were being shielded? Has he ever made a way out of no way when what was standing in front of you could have cost you your life? But then all of a sudden you found yourself on another street in another city, on another job, in another home, in another car, in another, instead of right where you were. Have you ever looked back and said, God, you know you have been good to me? I remember times when I couldn't make ends meet. And God, you stepped in where it was a knock on the door or somebody came to take you to lunch or take you to dinner, or somebody says, you know what, I got a weekend getaway because you were actually homeless, but you didn't want anybody to know. You got a 4 day, 3 night stay, and now you're able to go to this hotel and recoup. You don't even have to worry about food or anything because the refrigerator is fully furnished, furnished, and everything is already there. Have you ever been the recipient of his grace and his mercy when you know you should have been exposed? Have you ever been the recipient of his loving kindness when you felt everybody hated you and had turned their back on you? Have you ever, thank you, Lord Jesus, been the one that after everything else has fallen and the smoke has cleared, you found yourself still standing when everybody knew that you were going to be flat on your face? Have you ever experienced where he took what was definitely meant for harm and he made it for your good, and he made it in such a way for your good? He prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. He anointed your head with oil, and your cup began to overflow. Your cup of healing, your cup of joy, your cup of peace, your cup of financial increase, financial management, your cup of business ideas and ventures, your cup of family unity and strength, your cup. What is that cup that is overflowing because you had a have you ever experience with the Creator? Or have you ever experienced with your big brother Jesus? And have you ever experienced with the healer above all healer? Have you ever a moment with the chief intercessor that stood and sat right at the right hand of the Father and said, you know your daughter, you know your son, give them another chance. I know they're coming. I know it might not look like it right now, but you already know they're gonna come. And you say, yeah, I know they're coming, but I just need to pop them one time to let them know and never forget that I'm real. So you may have had one of those moments, or you might be in the midst of one of your moments where life just looks funky and you cannot see your way. But I promise you, if you hold on and if you would obey the voice of God, that you will have one of them showing up. Have you ever? When people will look at you and say, how did you get over? How did you get through? Why this didn't happen to you? And this has always happened to others, that this is, you know, and this is. And you say, well, have you ever met a man that could tell you everything about you? Have you ever had a savior that will protect you even when you're wrong? Have you ever had a deliverer that would snatch you right out of the hands of death, out of the jaws of death, out of the jaws of disappointment and hurt and abuse? Have you ever met a man? Have you ever been in a relationship with Jesus? Have you ever? Have you ever? Have you ever? Have you ever? I'm serious. Have you ever? Have you ever tried it to see if he was real? Have you ever tried it? He said, in one place with your tithes and your offering, prove me herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out one blessing that you won't even have room to receive it. Have you ever tried it? Have you ever stepped out from the crowd and said, I'm going to go solo on this one? So you became like a salmon and you began to swim against the stream instead of with the stream. Have you ever stepped back and after you stepped out on faith, having no clue whether you were going to sink or swim, and you can look back and say, Lord, I thank you. And then you find yourself stepping out a little bit more and stepping out a little bit more. Have you ever? People, can you hear me? Have you ever, during a pandemic, found yourself happier than you ever could be? Have you ever, during a pandemic, found peace in your home where it used to be chaos? Have you ever, during a pandemic, found relationships being restored when you thought that there was no life left in it? Have you ever, during a pandemic, seen that you remembered what your mama and your grandmama used to say when you didn't have no meat, but you had some onions and some potatoes and some salt and some pepper? Hallelujah to your name. Oh God, we bless you today. Glory to your name. When you took them, when you took them doggone potatoes and sliced them up, fried them down a little bit in the pan, and then you sauteed some onions with it. And you might have had some chicken broth or some milk, and you begin to mash them up a little bit and dice up some of them up, and you made a potato soup. Have you ever, during a pandemic, saw that you might not have a whole lot, but you were creating meals that looked like would never run out because you became like the woman that was only going to prepare something for her and her son to die. I mean, to eat, and they were going to die. But God instead began to, during a famine, had just enough every day until that famine was over that she lived. Have you ever, during a pandemic, and everybody getting sick around you, and you know family and friends and loved ones that have come down with coronavirus or their blood pressure or heart disease or all type of depression, all type of things was going on all around you, but none of it came nigh your dwelling place? Have you ever, for real, sat down and really begin to think back over your life? We can't think of everything that God has done, but those things that do come to mind, and we judge our future by our past, and we say, oh man, I was complaining. Oh man, I thought I had it rough. But then you remember somebody else that was in the same spot you were in, and they didn't make it through. Some of them didn't make it to the point that they took their own life, but you're still here. Have you ever? This is just one of them think about it moments. Stop being so consumed in yourself to where you can't give God praise and honor and glory for the things he has done, is doing, and what he has promised to continue to do. And then become appreciative. It may not have all the bells and the whistles, but I promise you, you're better than a lot of people. You're in a much better situation than thousands and millions of people. We may not live in the homes that we desire to live in, but we don't live in cardboard boxes either, or just live on the street and having to sleep on the sidewalk and not have anything to cover yourself up with. Eating out of garbage cans and doing deep diving in dumpsters and getting whatever you could get. And some of it's molded and you can, I mean, it's just nasty looking, but it's the best that they can get. But because you don't have the 5-course meal in your house to eat, well, I ain't gonna eat nothing. Okay. But there is someone that would be grateful for a 1-course meal, let alone 5-course. Have you ever taken the time to get up off your seat of do nothing and feeling sorry for yourself, or your seat of, I got everything. I got everything. Anything I want. I can walk out and get anything I want. I can buy it. Have you ever looked at someone that's not all, that's not as well off as you are? Or have you ever reached out a hand to share some of your fame and your fortune? Have you ever reached back into your neighborhood that you grew up in and put some of them dollars back into your community? Those thousands and thousands of dollars that you have, that if, when you dead and done, you can't take them with you, but somebody else going, they might not even follow in your footsteps and they just run through it. Have you ever considered going back and rehabbing your community, your neighborhood? How about just work on the street that you grew up on. And you see some of those houses look like crap, and you voluntarily go anonymously if you want to. That's even better. And go to these people and have all the legal credentials and paperwork and say, someone wanted to bless you with a makeover. And you make over that street that you grew up on. And you are financially able to go house to house to house and do something in every one of those homes, whether it looks from the outside like it needs it or not. I'm just using that for an example. Have you ever decided to get up with some of your old friends that are still alive from your neighborhood and say, hey, we're finna go back home? I know we don't come on this side of town much, or we don't even come over because it looked like death. And we're gonna go over here and we're gonna see what we can do. Because when we grew up, it didn't look like this. So we're gonna get together and we're gonna get some landscaping companies. And if they need wheelchair ramps, if they need all of this stuff, and we're gonna get together and we're going to begin to build and we're gonna plant flowers and we're getting ready to give some life back into this area. Have you ever? It's a whole lot of have you evers. So if you have an idea, if you want to come on and talk when I get the panel together, all together, and you want to come on and you want to share some of your have you evers, or you want to come and you want to collaborate and we get some stuff going on. It doesn't have to be in Jacksonville. It could be somewhere else. We can still get it done. I need you to let's talk up close and personal. We need to sit down and chop it up. We need to sit down and dissect this thing and see how we can make our days better, weeks and months better, not just for us, but those that will be here after we're gone. God delay his return and spare our life. Have you ever? This is Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson, and I thank you for joining me for another segment of Let's Talk Up Close and Personal. Tune in on next Saturday, and I want you to be blessed. I want you to be safe, and I want you to be well. Have you ever? Think about it.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Be sure to tune in next week right here on Praise 107.9 for more raw, uncut, and to-the-point conversation. To contact Dr. Thompson, please visit ltucnp.com or call 904-418-4444. 8611.